Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for February 21st, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Phil Hogan, European Union Trade Chief, says he's looking to have a trade deal in place with the Trump administration and the U.S. by March 18th. Politico says he's working on a package of agreements for EU leaders to present to Trump in the coming weeks. Among the potential concessions the EU may be willing to make are speeding up the approval process for certain genetically modified organisms, as well as allowing U.S. imports of tallow. Why March 18th? That's when the higher U.S. retaliatory tariffs on Airbus planes are set to take effect. The Trump administration last week raised duties from 10 to 15%, but suspended implementing the increase. Hogan says the move by Washington, as well as the decision not to raise the tariffs on EU farm goods, was seen as a positive sign that the U.S. is ready to make a deal. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the Agriculture Innovation Agenda, which is a department-wide initiative to help better position the U.S. ag industry to meet future global demands.
A new Ag Innovation Agenda, and it's a department-wide effort to better align USDA resources, programs, and research to provide all farmers with the tools they need to position American agriculture of increasing agricultural production by 40% while cutting the environmental footprint by half in U.S. agriculture.
The USDA's chief economist says the ag economy is looking up this year despite the coronavirus outbreak. Rob Johansen, the USDA chief economist, said there will be an improved outlook for 2020, with exports forecast at $139.5 billion, up a total of $4 billion from last year, and to $183 billion-plus in 10 years.
Trade deals are expected to improve our access and trading opportunities abroad, and a return to more normal trade with our major trading partners with lower friction should lower costs for producers and improve returns.
Johansen also gave the forum some crop price forecasts.
We project that soybean prices will rise modestly up a nickel to $8.80 a bushel this coming year, supported by lower stocks compared to last year's record level. In contrast, corn is expected to decline 25 cents to $3.60 a bushel, with larger corn acres and expected return to trend yields. Wheat prices are expected up 35 cents to $4.90 a bushel, reflecting low ending stocks. Cotton prices remain low. However, global conditions and the return to more normal trading patterns with China remain a significant uncertainty for the cotton market in the coming year.
Continued vigilance by the USDA, Customs and Border Protection, and the U.S. pork industry means the U.S. has so far prevented an outbreak of the African swine fever virus. The National Pork Producers Council and 30 state associations are asking Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to take additional measures, including restricting imports of organic soy products for animal feed from all countries that have ASF outbreaks. This is Inside Agriculture.